BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi everyone, and here is today's Scott Mills Daily for Monday, featuring Will.i.am live in the studio. He was on top form. It was quite a geek chat about gadgets and stuff, but brilliant. Also, Chris's passionate affair with Katy Perry revealed on 24 Years at the Tap End. And the world premiere of our brand new Christmas song. It's brilliant. It's Christmassy. It's the perfect Christmas single. And it's on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
Here we are then on Monday, and it's time for 24 years at the Tap End. Nearly Christmas.
I thought I'd dedicate this one to you, Scott.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Yeah, I just thought there's not really many tap-ins where we talk a lot about you and your personal life.
Yes.
So I thought with this one, we'd just get a small insight, a small window into the world of Scott Mills and his celebrity lifestyle.
Where's this going?
So I'm going to take you to my 21st year at the tap-end if you're keen.
I'm the girl that's way too keen. You know, there is always one.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Sabrina the Keenage Witch.
Oh, very good. And I'm having a drink at the Keen Vic.
OMG.
I've been waiting to do that all weekend.
You can't tell.
Right, I'm ready.
Ready?
I've had a brilliant time working for Radio 1 so far. You get to work with some incredible people, and I've made some great mates. And one of the strangest things about it is the opportunity to meet some of the biggest stars of the music and film world. Since I started at Radio 1, I've cheek-kissed Pixie Lott, Nicole Scherzinger, Cheryl Cole, Billy Piper, Alyssa Reid, Professor Green, Nicki Minaj, Georgie Porter, Lana Del Rey, Tulisa, and Rihanna. I've had them all.
You've cheek-kissed Professor Green?
Yes, I did. Yes, he was the only exception, I suppose you'd say. Whenever I see these people...
What do you mean, the only exception? What, the only boy on your list?
Yeah. Everyone else were girls that I've
Did you find it a bit weird that you went in for a kiss?
No, it just felt right at the time. Right. I don't know why.
Also, a cheek kiss doesn't mean that you've had them all.
Well, it does in my eyes, because, like, when I see them on TV performing and that, like, I was watching The X Factor at the weekend, Rihanna was on, right?
I know, that makes a change, doesn't it?
But I see Rihanna there and I think, I've had a go on that cheek. Do you know? And she's... And she's kissed me. But there is something special about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
What about your new... You know, a few weeks ago, you were trying to champion the new forehead kiss. How many celebrities have you...
None yet.
All right.
None yet, because what I need to do is just man up and do that.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the next female celebrity that comes in, I will.
Female celebrity. I was going to say, what about any celebrity? You should say the next celebrity that we have in, you'll forehead kiss them.
Okay.
Agreed.
Do we know who the next one is?
Yes, it's Will.i.am in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Not so sure.
No, come on, you've got to do it.
You said it now.
Can we please?
I remember one legendary night out, the night I met the Hoff for the first time. I was in the pub with Scott when very last minute he told me about a night that he had been double booked for. He was apologetic but said that he had to leave to go meet David Hasselhoff in a hotel in central London.
That sounds worse than it was.
Is this the hotel where the Hoff had to move because the doors were too short for him? He wanted it changed because the doors were too small for him to walk through.
Yeah, because he's very tall. No, this is a different one.
I was well up for this. The Hoff was a legend at our uni, and I regularly stripped myself naked to the Baywatch theme. Me and Scott waited in the hotel lobby for the Hoff. He was slightly delayed due to a problem with the size of his door frames.
Oh, it was that one!
But when he appeared, it was a magical moment. He was taller than I thought he would be. We had an enjoyable evening that night. I barely spoke to him, though, other than to explain to the Hoff what a cheese ploughman was. He was fascinated. That night was a good one. that escalated when a note was delivered by a waiter offering Scott the opportunity to join a couple staying in the hotel upstairs. He didn't accept despite my persuasion.
Wait, what?
Right. So we're having a lovely time.
Yep.
And just sat in the lobby, and this guy comes up to me, one of the waiters.
He just drops the piece of paper.
Drops a note, like a kind of ripped up note. And I open it and it says, like, room number on it, 204 or whatever it was. And then after the waiter had delivered it, a man comes over and says, that's the room number of me and my wife. We'd be very grateful if you could join us in room 204.
And then just took off. He didn't wait around for an answer. He literally just took off.
I don't know what they wanted.
I think I do. I had suspicions. So I tried to persuade Scott to go and have a look and tell me what was going on.
Yeah, you should have gone just out of curiosity.
I didn't fancy it.
But what was tricky is the piece of paper...
Why didn't you send the Hoff instead? That would have been nice.
The thing is, what I was never sure about that night is that piece of paper, it did land right between us. I was sitting next to you. And although you immediately took the credit for it, thinking that they wanted you upstairs, I'm... always had a slight doubt that maybe it was me.
Well, Chris, the fact that the husband whispered in my ear that he wanted me to go up to the room would suggest that it would be me.
I only saw the note, you know. Mm-hmm. However, my favourite night out came at my 21st year at the Tap End. Scott was hosting a night at a place called the Union Chapel. It was a charity night organised by former Radio 1 DJ Joe Wiley, and Scott had invited me along with him. On the lineup was a guy called Sam Beaton, James Morrison, and just before she got really famous, Katy Perry. It was just at the time I Kissed a Girl came out, but way before she was a married lady with Russell Brand. I was standing around in a bar at the back of the venue, which was a bit like a green room, when I first saw Katy. We locked eyes across a crowded room.
Oh, come on.
She looked different to how I had seen her on posters and in the papers, but she wasn't wearing much makeup at that point. Do you remember her?
Katy Perry, yes,
no,
I do. Remember her, yeah.
I mean, remember how she was?
Back then.
I've got a picture, actually, of me and Katy. I'll show this to you, Becky. Rate this out of 10.
Rate who?
Well,
she looks lovely. You look like the devil because you've got bright red eyes. And also, why are you trying to grab her left breast?
Can I see that, please?
I think it's quite a sweet
photo.
Can
we put it on Twitter and people can be the judge of whether or not he's trying to...
Do you think we look good together?
As a couple?
Yeah.
No way!
I don't know. It just, to me, that looks like quite a couple-y photo.
No, I wouldn't
what,
say so.
She's done that thing that celebrities do of grab and grin.
She looks like the fan in that photo.
No, absolutely not!
Oh my God.
I love the way you see things.
You don't see that the same, then?
I never knew that this was still going on in your head, and this is how you've always viewed this night.
Right. Me and Scott went over to say hi. I bottled it on the first attempt of saying hello, deciding instead to shake her hand. She was proper friendly, and for some reason was telling us both that she wasn't in a great mood as it was a difficult time of the month for her. I'm not sure why she was telling me this, but I went along with it.
She's very keen on this. She's told us that before, hasn't she, when she's been into the studio?
Yeah.
She's brutally honest.
Yes. I remember that chat now.
I made it very clear that me and Scott were not together in that way. To waylay any confusion, I opted for a beer on my next drink.
She didn't even ask that?
No, but my worry was she was giving away these personal details because she felt a bit too comfortable.
And also,
in the assumption that maybe me and you were together.
Sure.
We were both drinking wine. I could see why, that kind of impression.
What, so having a beer means that she's suddenly going to realise that you're not together?
I just needed to make it very clear that I was a lad. You know what I mean?
You're hilarious.
And there's not that many ways to be able to do that, really.
What, so you just left the wine and just went to get a beer?
I did think we were getting on strangely well. As she was ushered away, I asked Scott if this was the case, but he told me there was absolutely no chance. I watched her performance from the side of the stage. I'm sure she kept looking at me.
Are you on the stout at this point, just to prove how manly you are?
The next time I saw her was after the show. The one that doesn't speak and Scott were setting up some recording equipment, and I was left alone with Katy Perry. By then, I was feeling more confident. I put on Facebook where I was and had received texts from my mates telling me what I had to do. So I did. I asked her if she'd like to come out with the lads to Watford that weekend.
What? Did you actually do this?
Yeah, do you remember? You were in that little booth bit,
yes,
both getting ready.
I never knew this.
I was just left alone, and I didn't know what else to say. So
right, this is why I told you not to talk to celebrities when you used to come in.
I know, you told me not to speak to her after the sort of initial hello, but my mates were telling me otherwise.
I'll leave you alone for 5 minutes.
She said she'd love to. At that point, I should have asked for the number. I didn't, though. She kissed my cheek. I kissed hers. It was my first celebrity cheek kiss. I told her to get in touch. She never did. You know, the thing is with this, I've invited Rihanna as well. Do you remember when I invited Rihanna to a Watford game?
Yes.
She said yes to that.
But have any of these people who've said yes, have any of them ever turned up?
No. No.
I think sometimes as well with pop stars, like, they're kind of in the moment and they'll just go, yeah, 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 so they can leave quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think they say yes to get rid of you.
I don't know. The picture would suggest otherwise.
Well, let's put it out there and see what people think.
I told her to get in touch. She never did. Maybe she just couldn't get my number from anywhere. If she's listening, the night out in Watford is still on offer. I sometimes wonder if any of the songs might have been about me and what could have been.
Right, this has gone next level now.
Perhaps it was originally meant to be Waking Up in Watford. Instead of that, Waking Up in Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe Thinking of You was actually about me. If you're out there listening, Katie, you can still get in touch. Give me a poke on Facebook or drop me a tweet.
Everyone have a listen and see if we think this is about my friend Chris here. Mm. As when I'm with him, I am thinking of you, thinking of you, what you would do. What do you reckon, Becky?
No, really not. And also, who gets in touch with someone that says, give me a poke on Facebook?
Poking's off now,
it's
isn't
off,
it? It doesn't
yeah.
really happen so much anymore. But how funny would it be if I get poked by Katy Perry out of nowhere now? That'd be brilliant.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You join us as Will.i.am is in full geek mode as we tell him about everything that's happening in the new Radio 1 studios. And you are loving it, aren't you?
No, it's really fresh. For those who don't know, I was asking all the questions on where all the cool thingy majiggies are. Like, where's the writing room? Where are the geek code writers at? Like, where's the hip hop floor? Where's the pop floor? Like, where's the news area? I want to know go where the news people is.
Would you like a full guided tour after?
I would like a full guided tour of the new BBC facilities.
That's not a problem at all.
And they have, for those who don't know, they have like this little area where if you wanted to give a speech to all the employees or somebody wanted to like gather and show new, you know, thingam and whatnots, like they have this big screen and areas where people sit down, like bleachers and whatnot. It looks fresh, and you could like really have like an executive gathering on new information or like new thingamajigs.
Do you just want a job?
I could see me working here. This is pretty dope.
I can see you working in this building very much so. Yeah,
Danny's cool.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks.
Do you see
in.
Danny rolling around here?
Danny,
yeah.
Anybody?
Who's Danny? Sorry.
The controller of BBC.
Oh,
BBC One.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be your boss for The Voice, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he was wandering around here the other day.
Oh, yeah, he wanders around?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Do you guys like got a BBC Mickey Mouse? Like equivalent of a Mickey Mouse that just walks around and like, oh, gosh, and you take pictures with him?
We have Pudsey the Bear for children in need.
Mm. Oh, that's dope.
And then I'm probably the nearest thing to Mickey Mouse after that.
Do you like people walk around and be like, oh, let's take a picture?
Yeah, I do that.
That's dope.
When I'm bored.
That's dope.
Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks, guys.
I hope you've got the whole lowdown on the new offices now, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, like, back in the day, like in the late 90s and early thousands, we would go to the old BBC.
Yeah.
And do interviews and radio.
Yeah, in that basement.
No more?
Done.
And even when we did The Voice last time, that's done too, right?
Done.
So it's all here now?
We're having a party in there next week if you want to come. Just a few nibbles, nothing special.
At the old place?
Yeah. Mm.
Just like the closing of
just
the door.
Just to say bye for Christmas.
Sealing it.
Yeah.
Time vault, yeah. Put it's in like the capsule.
Like the Olympic closing ceremony. It will be a bit like that.
It's going to be hot, less. Hot little misses, hotness is there.
Yes.
Because I always had dreams of like getting busy in a dressing room and stuff back when I was doing like top of the pops back in the day. Guess that can't happen now. But anyways.
Hey, I see that in the press today you've already confirmed that Cheryl's coming back for X Factor next year.
Why did you go from there to that?
That's because kind of... I wanted to, because like we could do this all off air, really. Like,
no, the I don't really know about the X Factor thing.
Oh.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
I first heard about it today, actually.
Yes, but all the press are now reporting that you've said that Cheryl's coming back next year. I know.
You see that guy over there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The one that's shaking his head?
I don't know. You got to ask him.
Okay. Is it happening? Is it happening? Cheryl Cole, X Factor next year? Okay. Obviously, he can't talk to me right now. Because
he's through a window. Yeah, for those that don't understand what it sounds like, it sounds exactly like what you heard.
He doesn't
know.
So
is it happening? No voice. Because he's through a window that's soundproof. For those people who don't know soundproof, that means you could scream and shout as long as you can and let it all out, but nobody can really hear what you're saying because it's like...
I can't hear a thing.
We're suction in this room and only... There's no... You know, the mic. He can hear us, but we can't hear him.
Exactly.
I just want to paint a picture of what's happening because this is visual. Audio only, no visuals.
Wow. Are we on the cameras now?
Oh, we're on the cameras.
Yeah, we're
online.
On the cameras.
Oh, shucks. That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Two new technology.
Get to the
new building has visuals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to see Well, I am.
Oh, shucks. Let me put my glasses on if we're on TV. On the internet.
Is that
we live on the internet?
Do you have to wear your glasses?
If we're on cameras, come on, son.
I gotta put
on my costume. Do you see Superman without the cape?
Actually, I've never seen... I don't think I've ever seen you without glasses on TV.
I'm saying, like, Superman without the cape is Clark Kent. Now, when he's Superman, he has to have the cape on. But does the cape really make him fly, though? I mean, does everybody ever thought and broke that down? Like, is the cape responsible for flyage?
I've actually never thought of that.
I haven't, but I have now.
Yeah.
Because it's not aerodynamic. It's flapping in the wind. It's catching wind. Come on, please. I mean, did they think about that when they designed Superman's whole, like, you know, get up?
Are you following this, Becky? All right.
He could get caught in a tree. Like, think about Superman flying through trees and telephone poles. Imagine that. Superman get caught the hell up. Tangled up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Will I Am is here with us now. Hi.
I'm not high.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Because you said it like, Will I Am is here
Will
with us.
Here. Hi.
Like, no, I'm not. I don't even do drugs.
What were you showing Becky during that song?
I was showing her my I Am Plus Photo Social camera for your iPhone. They sell at Selfridges.
It's just a posh necklace.
Right. It does look like
it
a
looks
really...
like an old-fashioned camera.
So it's a camera that your iPhone docks into. And then it's a flash and a lens and a keyboard.
Is this permanently around your neck now?
No, it has a strap. I can take it off.
I mean, yeah, it's not...
You know, some people, you know, come on, seriously. Some people have, like, other type of accessories. They get silicone boobs and, like, lip injections. So now, you don't know, I'm a geek, so I don't know if you ask me, like, a geek question. Like,
so
if
you can take it off.
I can take it off.
That's excellent. Well, we were just asking earlier, we were thinking about what was the best gadget that Will.i.am has. We'd love to know. Is that it right now?
Right now, this would be the best gadget. Inspector.
But you... Your house must be incredible. It must be full of great stuff like that.
I tricked it out.
Yeah.
I hooked it up to where appliances that wouldn't communicate to each other.
Like what?
Like my TV speaks to my refrigerator on the daily, often.
Now, how does that work? Sorry, that's confusing me. That's what kind of conversations are going on there?
Like, you're low on milk.
Right.
Yes.
What, over the start of EastEnders?
You said what?
What, over EastEnders? It just, like, pops up, you need to get some milk.
Like, say, for example, I'm driving down the street in my whip.
Mm.
For those who don't know, whip, automobile.
Yes.
And I passed by the supermarket. Now, does my car talk to my refrigerator? It should. My refrigerator then sends a message to my car saying, you know we out of milk, right? Why don't you stop by, see that you passing by Ralph's. Get us some almond milk, because you know you lactose intolerant. So, and if you're going to get the regular milk, make sure you get some Pepto-Bismol, some Tums.
I need a house like that, I think.
I know.
I live in a very standard...
I think I do as well. Mm.
That's why I asked where the tech, whiz or, you know, where the wizard's at, so I could talk to him about some Harry Potter-ness.
What about the bedroom area? Is there anything in there that we should be aware of that's... mega dope?
No, that I keep that real Christian-like, and, I try to keep that John the Baptist-y.
Right.
You know, missionary all the time. I'm really getting all crazy with some technical stuff.
So no other gadgets in there?
No
like
gadgets.
One thing talking to another thing?
No. I do all the talking in that business. You know what I'm saying?
I was, to be honest, I was hoping to be able to rob some ideas of you, because I'm very good friends with this lady called Deborah Mead, who is one of the dragons on a show called Dragon's Den here.
Big show.
So I was hoping to rob some ideas of you and then be able to go and pitch them to Mrs. Mead
Like... say you're going to rob me? Mm. Just like,
no, well, I was just the ideas. Just borrow the ideas. Then.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just going to steal all your, thinkeries.
Yeah.
Hey, an update on Superman. His cape doesn't allow flyage because in the early episodes, no cape.
Wait a second. Where did you get that information?
Some of our listeners texting back. You know, from Will.i.am's questions that we had earlier?
The early episode, like when it was almost black and white on TV back in the days?
No
cape. He didn't have a cape?
Apparently not, Will.
Superman had a cape.
But not in the early ones.
Let's Google that right now. Okay. Listen, if you ain't Google, I don't want to hear your...
Hang on. The early episodes of Smallville. He's now actually looking up from an internet search engine around his neck. This is awesome.
Monster, the last thing you Googled was Girls Aloud.
No, it's not.
Yes,
oh, yes, Becky.
Google Images, Girls Aloud. Which one's your favourite? I love that.
No.
You bought it in a taxi on the way here.
All right, so cool. I was Googling Girls Aloud.
We all do it, Will. It's fine.
We've all done it.
I mean, Girls Are Aloud on my Google, right?
Yeah.
But good looking over the shoulder action there. Really, really good.
So, Superman's cape.
Okay, while you're looking it up, tell me about Britney Spears and how you got to work with her, Will.i.am.
So I was working with Britney on her Femme Fatale record. Yeah. And then that experience was a fun experience. Mm. So I asked her if we could get together on my solo project. So she said yes. So then I was like, all right, that's dope. And so she was like, hit me up whenever you want to. So I was like, all right, cool. So then I hit her up and I was like, hey, Britney, I got a song I want to do with you for my record. So she was like, all right, when you want me to come by? I was like, whenever you can. So she was like, okay. So then she came by, and then we did the song. And then that one was cool.
The end.
So then I wrote another song, and then that was this one. And so then we did it, and it was, we really had a good time.
Okay, and now back to the search engine.
Still loading,
okay. In the meantime, while that's loading, why does she do it in an English accent, all eyes on ass?
Because that was me sneaking in the word ASS on the radio.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I'm playing.
Oh. You see, you don't know what to
when
believe.
When I'm up in a club, all eyes on us. Oh. No, that's not what it is. Kind of. No, I'm joking.
Kind of is, though. Found it yet?
No, that's not it.
Hey, listen, we've made a Christmas song, which I'd like you to give your opinion on, because you are Will.i.am. Last time you checked, you are Will.i.am.
Who's singing it?
Oh, well, thank God it's not me. A few weeks ago now, my dream was to become rich beyond my wildest dreams by writing a Christmas song, a new Christmas song, because, as you know, especially in the UK, if you write a good Christmas song, it's going to be on for 30 to 40 years on the radio, right?
Not necessarily.
Like here, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You gets played every year.
Do you play the Jackson 5's one?
No, we play more like Wham! Last Christmas, George Michael.
I heard that in the elevator.
Yeah, that's always on.
But not the Jackson 5 one?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you play the Soulja Boy Christmas?
I don't know that one.
No.
We did a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
Yeah, it was like, Merry Christmas, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, ho, ho!
No, that's not been on for a while.
Hoes!
Not on for a while. It's mostly just Mariah, the Pogues, and Kirsty MacColl.
Did you play Two Live Crew? Christmas. No. Somebody say, hey, we want some Christmas.
No,
but that sounds amazing.
It sounds good. So, we have friends called Frisky.
How about
and
MC Hammer's Christmas?
No.
Ho, 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 ho. Here comes Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Sounds like Soldier Boys.
Same. It's exactly the same. Anyway, so our friends Frisky and Manish helped us write this. They analysed every good Christmas song ever and worked out that what you need to have is you need to state the obvious, it's Christmas. You need some sadness, because it's Christmas. You need a bit of fun. You need some innuendo, that's vital in there. You need some Christmas bells. You need a political message, that's kind of buried in our one. And you need to mention that it's Christmas and lots of Christmassy things around it. And we've called it the perfect Christmas single because it's about someone who's single at Christmas. Can we get Will I Am's professional opinion on this, please?
Oh, it's somebody that's single at Christmas?
Yeah, yeah, and it's called the perfect Christmas single because we're making it into potentially the best Christmas song ever. So a single.
So it's a single.
Yeah.
Based on somebody who's single,
yeah,
exactly. So they don't have to buy presents.
It's so that we can technically say we've made the perfect Christmas single because it is called the perfect Christmas single.
Yeah.
See what we did there?
I'm not the main singer on this. It's a lady called Lady Frisky from Frisky and Manish. Can we play it to you, please?
Yeah, play it.
It's 3.5 minutes of Christmas goodness. Here is Scott Mills and his Pigs in Blankets with Will I Am in attendance, listening along. This is the perfect Christmas single.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no messages.
Because Santa Claus is coming. Seems like everybody's getting something except you. Because you're, like I said, on your own now. You got a choice. You don't have to be lonely this Christmas. You can simply have a wonderful time. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights. You're gonna be alright on your own. A star shining bright, set the sky alight. Oh, holy night, you're pranking. Your reign is free. The deer belong to Santa. So don't hide away. Though, baby, it's cold outside.
Christmas, your Christmas, your Christmas.
That's it. That is the perfect Christmas single, What We Have Made. You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Thank you.
I was waiting for the part that goes, go to the strip club, put some money in the stockings.
We wanted it to be a nice song about Christmas.
If you're single, you know what I'm saying? Go mingle.
We could do a re-edit, maybe. Yeah, I
mean, you don't want to go to strip club. Any advice you can give.
I would. That's not how it would spend Christmas if I was single. I wouldn't do that.
No, I know. And if you ever wanted to re-record that at all with the Black Eyed Peas, do feel free.
That kind of sounded like Fergie.
Do you think?
No, I'm joking. Oh,
again. Anyway, we will be playing that on Radio 1 again because that's the result, the fruit of our efforts.
I'm really proud of it.
I'm proud of it.
I like your part.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you like that one line I did in that?
Yeah.
But Becky was good with the rap as well. You were good.
That was you?
Yeah.
Dang, what up, Becky? What's your last name?
Huxtable.
Becky Hux in the house.
Yeah.
Huxtable?
Yes.
Like the Cosby Show?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know they had white people in the Cosbys.
We call her Huxter Rhymes as well, because she's good at rapping.
Huxter Rhymes.
Yeah, that's
who came up with that?
Oliver's.
That's dope.
Do you want to sign her?
You want to start a group?
No, just on my own.
Just as more rapping.
Dang, she got dissed.
Be in your group.
In a group.
Go on, solo.
Do you like the phrase in it, Franken-sensational?
You were saying Franken-sensational?
Mm.
I got you a shirt made, in case you did.
What is a Franken?
The key line from the song.
Like frankincense, myrrh.
It's like frankincense, but sensational. So
what's frankincense?
It's off the three wise men.
Off the three wise men, yeah. It's like a gift they gave to the baby
Gold.
Jesus.
Oh, they gave frankincense?
Yeah. Myrrh.
Oh, that's dope. Frankincensational. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
So you can have that shirt.
In the end. Hand him over the shirt. So, the voice.
Have you ever had frankincense?
Sorry?
Have you ever had it?
I haven't.
What does it look like?
I don't know, actually. Good point.
We just know that Jesus got frankincense.
Yeah.
So it could have been like weed or something.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Can you eat it? Do you smell it, I think?
Well, is it like potpourri?
I think it is.
Oh, cool.
Same. Well, thank you for coming to see us today. When can we get your song with Britney? You can get it now.
You can get it on iTunes. It came out 2 days ago and shot straight to number one on iTunes.
It's doing all right, isn't it?
And then the X Factor thing just bumped it. Now it's number two, but that's not going to last long. So then we'll go back in a couple of days.
Awesome. And The Voice is starting up again?
Yeah, we all chug along to Manchester in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And will you be tweeting during the show again, but this time from around your neck?
I'll be tweeting from...
that's so good.
The neck area, yeah. Which is cool, yeah.
It's very cool. Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you, guys.
Us again soon.
It was fun. I had a good time. And really congratulations in your new vicinity.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. You'll have to come back and have like a proper play with all the gadgets next time.
Yeah, my homeboy's next door, Chucky.
Yeah?
Yeah, the DJ from Dirty Dutch. Yeah. He's right there. So when I saw him, it was good to see a familiar face.
Yeah. He's got all the gadgets in there as well. So go and have a play with him.
So Tim's here too?
Westwood?
Yeah.
Is also here.
Oh, great.
All your friends are here.
Oh, that's amazing.
Merry Christmas, Will I Am.
That's dope, dude.
Yeah. See you soon.
All right, hot stuff.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, who's ready for a bit of real or no real? Becky Ruddo?
Ruddo.
Chris Ruddo?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's your first one today.
Dolphins have been witnessed entertaining themselves by creating underwater bubble rings.
What are they? What's a bubble ring?
Well, you know, like when you blow out bubbles, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
So that's how they entertain themselves.
Well, it must be quite... Unless you've got any humans to swim with, what else are you going to do as a dolphin?
Good point. But surely them blowing bubble rings isn't them having entertainment, that's just surviving, isn't it? Isn't that just what they do under...
No, how do you know they don't do the bubble and they're like...
Yeah, they could be laughing.
Oh, really?
And they have competitions to each other.
Yeah.
Who can do the biggest one?
I would if I was them.
Well, there you go, then. I'm probably going to go real.
What, because I said I would if I was a dolphin?
Trust your judgment.
Awesome.
I'm going to say no real, because it sounds ridiculous.
That one is real.
Yes.
My word. Do you want me to keep the score on this?
I'd like that, yeah.
I need that pen.
Just the one pen that we've got.
We haven't found out where the stationery cupboard is yet, so...
I can't find the toilet. That's caused me issues today.
I can't find anything.
I wonder what that... No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay, ready for your next real or no real?
It's illegal to call a Brazil nut a Brazil nut if it's never been to Brazil. Nut growers often travel to Brazil to get their nuts blessed.
I believed that until the blessing bit.
What, so it had you 100% up to that point?
Well, yes, because there are certain foods, aren't there, that you're not allowed to call them unless they come from that region.
Mm. Like what?
Cornish pasty.
Yeah, like champagne.
Oh, really? Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and there's like loads of cheeses that you can't have that name unless it's from that region.
In fact, Cornish pasty isn't one, because I know they serve them at the football and call them Cornish pasties. And
Isn't they might pork have been pie from... one?
Really?
Like it can't be a pork pie unless it's off Melton Mowbray.
No.
I'm sure pork pie's one.
And Belgium chocolates. They have to come from...
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
You know what? We're laughing, but that might be true.
So this Brazil nut thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say real.
Going with what you said before.
Mm. I'm saying no real.
Hang on a second. They sell Cornish pasties near Trader Strange Stations.
Yeah, but Cornish
near,
but pasty could be is from one. Cornwall. They've had to be shipped in.
Are they? Mm.
Yeah. They so just, it's
they're
just
actual Cornish?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
real.
Real. No real. No real. No real. No real.
That one is no real.
Yes, last minute save, Bacalar.
Would have thunk it.
And next.
Sir Derek Dustbin became famous for inventing the wheelbarrow. He wanted to call it the dustbin, but the name was already taken.
Oh, I hate that when you try and invent something and it's already... Oh, someone's taken dustbin.
Hmm. And awkward that someone else has created the dustbin... Who isn't called Dustbin?
Mm.
I don't know. Who invented the wheelbarrow, Becky?
Mr. Dustbin, wasn't it?
Was it actually?
Hang on. Is this cheating?
This is cheating.
This is cheating.
Look it up. The whole game where you try and reason something.
Oh, my word.
I can buy loads, but... Oh.
What?
I think the wheelbarrow is one.
What do you mean?
Oh, I see. It's one. Is it?
Okay.
Right, you sure you wanted to look that up at work?
No.
Oh, dear. I'm saying, I'm going to say...
I'm saying no real.
What are you looking at on that screen?
Don't make me use Google again.
She's crying. She's crying.
I'm saying no real.
I'm going to go with Becky then on this one. No real.
That one is a no real.
Oh. And your next, real or no real?
Norwegians pay half the regular tax rate in November, so people have more money for Christmas.
This is an amazing idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Mm.
So is there a Norwegian tax break?
Why don't we have that?
I don't know.
Explain.
It's almost too good to be true, isn't it?
So the point is that there's more trade at Christmas, is it?
So you get more money to buy more presents.
Yeah, people have more money to buy stuff.
Right.
Do you know what? Thinking about it, this can't be real.
But then do you get taxed more in January? Is that what they do over there? Or is it just sort of 1 month thing?
Well, sounds like it's just a 1 month thing. I'm going to say no real, but I'd like it to be real.
What are you saying? I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, Norway. Good idea. And you got some monies to spend on people at Christmas and going out and stuff.
Mm.
Next. Sea otters hold hands while sleeping so they don't drift away from each other.
Cute.
This is right up your street, Becky, isn't it?
What do you mean by that?
The idea of sea otters holding hands. It's one of those cute things.
Fern would like it too.
I'm going to say real.
Why? Any reason? Or
it sounds cute.
I don't think sea otters are that affectionate. I'm going to say no real.
I've seen a programme and I disagree. The answer is...
That one is real.
Oh, wow. And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
The average circumference of the heads of the girls from Little Mix is 13 inches. This is remarkably lower than the national average.
Now, I'm trying to work out 13 inches round.
Now, you see, on TV, things always look bigger, don't they? Now, I've met Little Mix a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have.
Yep.
Did you even think, small head?
I didn't clock it at the time.
No.
Becky's trying to figure it out with her hands.
What are you doing with your hands, please?
I'm trying to measure mine to see how big mine is. But it's hard to do with just your fingers.
Mm.
That's bigger than 13 inches.
Is it?
I haven't even got all the way round. I'm going to say not real. No real.
I'm going to say this is real.
That one is a no real.
Oh, that's going to be awkward next time they pop in, isn't it? And at the end of today's Real or No Real, the scores are this.
I scored 20 and Becky scored 40.
Yes.
Yes.
So we will see you tomorrow live on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 p.m. if you can join us or get the handy podcast. We'll have innuendo bingo and our guest will be Sheridan Smith.
BBC Radio 1.